This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Hi, this is Danny of the Truth Seekers Podcast, www.truthseekerscast.com, and you're listening to Mikey Pod right here on your local MP3 player.
Welcome to Mikey Pod, episode 70. I keep wanting to throw that on the bio thing, but it's gone. Let it go. Let it go. It's 5 p.m., October 22nd, 2006. It's a Saturday here in Americus, Georgia. I'm still podcasting from the Koinonia farm compound. I love saying compound, although it's not really. There are no bars on the electrified fence. There are no sharks swimming around in the alligator-infested water that surrounds the compound. I'm free to go at any time. Yesterday, I went to Columbus, Georgia, which is where the SOA rally and protest will be. I'm really excited about this. I don't have the dates. I just started doing some research so I can tell you guys about School of Americas, and I'm not going to even start right now because I've learned about myself that I have this tendency to kind of pick up little bits and pieces and then fill in the blanks with things that aren't necessarily true. I did that with this place a lot. So I'm going to wait until I get some research done. I'm going to find some little sound bites and maybe do a show for you a la Bicycle Mark, although I'm not worthy. But I really would like to, like, you know, a lot of times I ask for help with that stuff and I have a brain. I can try to do that. So I'll be doing some of that, but it was really cool. And it was an AA conference I went to yesterday. And it was great. So it's a really fun weekend. Weekends here are really fun. I don't love my job that I'm doing very much, but I do love a lot of the people here. And I have taken a break also from sort of talking about the history and that sort of thing. But I'm going to get back to that too. I think I got really oversaturated on Clarence Jordan. And I needed to take a break. Maybe you guys had heard enough too. But there's some more to talk about. I'm going to be interviewing a woman who was here, and now she's, I think it's called House of Hope. Let's see, I could be off on that too. Anyway, I'm not telling you any details about anything because I have only sketches of things. So with that in mind, I have more for you about forgiveness. Last week, that show was really cool. It was really, I guess, late. Yeah, it was last week, late in the week. It takes a bit sometimes for me to get things uploaded. Like I go to the office with my laptop to upload, and there's a satellite connection here, which I've mentioned before. And sometimes it uploads in like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And then sometimes it'll tell me it's going to take 3 hours and it'll time out, and it's just a pain in the ass. So instead of getting pissed, I usually just wait a couple days. Rob has offered for me to mail him CDs of podcasts and have him put them up, but it does seem easier, but I don't know. It seems like a kind of a lot to ask someone else to do, as kind as the offer is. But I may take him up on it eventually. I'm still trying to find some balance here, but it's definitely frustrating. Yeah. So the forgiveness thing was great, and I decided to extend it a little bit. So, here's a quick little bit from, I wanted to say Holly Henry. It's not Holly Henry. It's Holly Davidson.
When I think about forgiveness, I think about freedom. Freedom from a heavy heart. Freedom from the chains of sadness that comes with a misunderstood and uncomprehended situation.
That is really, to me, a lot about what forgiveness is and why it became important for me to start addressing it. Here, it's really interesting the way that, like, sort of shedding mundane, is it condescending to refer to things as mundane? I don't know. I'm not bogged down with a lot of concern about paying for stuff right now. I don't have any money, but rent is nothing. I don't have to worry about rent or electricity. Cell phone is the only bill I have to deal with. And the rest that I've been ignoring for a long time anyway, so they don't matter. So it's giving me time to sort of think about a lot of stuff. And something really cool happened for me. And talking about freedom, like Holly just mentioned, I got over being angry with my roommate for our different housekeeping styles. And what happened was, as a result of that, I don't know, there were just two things that happened. I was talking about him to someone, and one of the, this woman who was an intern, but she decided not to be an intern anymore. She's actually leaving in a week or so. She said, "You need to stop talking about him behind his back. If you have something to say to him, tell him and stop spreading negativity." That's pretty much, that puts it in a nutshell right there. And then my friend Brendan, who I go to meetings with, he pointed out this part in the Big Book. Too bad I didn't plan ahead. I could have like read it to you. Or it just talks about how we deal with alcoholics as people who have an illness. And if you don't treat people who have cancer badly because of how they're sick. And I don't know that this guy is sick in any way, but he is just someone who has a different sort of style about things. And I can either get pissed off and have resentment about it. This is turning into an AA meeting podcast, sorry. Or I can go on about my business and like tell him, which I did, and everything changed. And everything's fine. Mostly. There. Speaking of mostly, listen to this.
"Hello, honey. It's Cheryl Murkowski, 25-year-old woman, smoker, and owner of 3/4 of a lung. How you doing? How's cornhole New York? God, I don't know how you do it, honey. Helping other people and being a good person, I just personally don't understand. Mokai. So for people who don't know who I am, I have a disgusting program and website, so if you don't like that kind of thing, then don't go there. Mokaihorrorhole.org. Yes, that's even a dirty name for a goddamn website, I know. Anyways, so I've been a really busy woman. I've been smoking, working, tanning, I mean, what else could you possibly fit into my goddamn schedule? It's fucking ridiculous. Christ. Ay, ay, ay. Anyways, I miss you, honey. You know, life just isn't the same without you. Oh, I didn't live in Houston anyway. But still, I don't get to talk to you as much. I miss you. I hope you're doing well. Congratulations on your two-day job. Wow. You better find a real fucking job, honey. Because that ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna pay my bills when I come to live with you. Anyways, I love you. Miss you. And we'll talk soon. Stay. Okay.
God, there's a lot of noise on that recording. That's Cheryl actually left a voicemail at 206-339-6682. Please do so. This is my favorite kind of show because I have different things to play, and I just found that song. Oh, I didn't even tell you about that song in the beginning. Hopefully I can find the name of it. I just downloaded it from PromoNet. It was one of the featured albums, and Andrew Bird is involved in that song, who I really like, so it made me check it out. And the name of that song is Circles and Squares. I could have left that on there. Circles and Squares is the name of the song, and it's by Dosh. I thought that was a really nice song, so I played it. Cheryl, thank you for calling. I don't hear from you very often, but I love it when I do. And she read on my live journal about a job that I have in New York City in March. I have my first job in New York City. It's 4 days, and it's a Montessori-related thing, so hopefully I'll get some teaching gigs out of it if I don't have them already by then. So I get to New York in beginning of January, late December, somewhere in there. I may take a trip to Chicago. I'm still trying to work that out and stay with my friend Daima before I go. I may wuss out on the New Orleans thing, but I'm staying open to it. It's a tough call on that stuff. I'm staying open to it, but in some ways I'm ready to get on with my life. I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens, won't we? Here's something from Matt Blender. I was really happy to get this because this is kind of, well, it's heavy, but it's forgiveness can be a heavy subject. Here we go.
Hey, Mikey Pod. This is Matt Blender. I saw that you were asking people to talk about forgiveness. So I've been thinking about something in my life that's been really hard for me to forgive, and that is when I got assaulted and mugged about 5 months ago, and it was, you know, it was a really awful experience. I was walking by myself down a street at night, and these guys came up behind me with bats, and they bashed my head in, and they crushed two of my fingers really, really badly, and I ended up having to go through surgery on my fingers, and I had to get my head stitched up, and it was awful. The whole thing was horrible. And you know, it's hard to be articulate about something like this because it was so horrible and life-altering and profound that it's hard to put into words what going through something like that did to me, you know. But I feel like my life is completely different now, and it's something that I wish that I could forgive, and it's something that I could wish I could just let go, because since I got mugged, I've become involved with Buddhism, and part of Zen Buddhism is letting go of any emotional attachments and emotional baggage that you carry around with you. But I feel like I'm not ready to forgive what happened that night, and I feel like I don't have it in me right now, you know. I wish that I could just let go of how hurt and confused I am as a result of what happened that night, but it's just something that maybe I need to work on, that maybe time, you know, there's that saying, time heals all wounds. But in some ways, I think that getting mugged changed my life for the better, because I feel like I'm not ignorant about how much suffering other people go through in this world, because there are plenty of people that have been through much worse things than what happened to me. But I don't know, you know, it's just, you know, in Buddhism, there's a saying that holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. And I think that's the case with me, because as I hold on to, you know, what my anger about what happened, as a result, I have really bad days sometimes where I just get really upset, and weird things trigger emotions like that. And sometimes it's hard to have that in my life, but at the same time, I didn't ask for this to be done to me. And in a way, I almost feel like these people who mugged me, these stupid, awful people, they were the ones who gave me the hot coal in the first place, you know? So, I don't know. It's one of those things that's easier said than done, but that's my experience with forgiveness for right now.
Thank you, Matt. That's a really good comment. That's one of those comments I'm like, what do I say now? I'm glad you shared about, God, I'm talking like AA person. Thanks for sharing, Matt. But I'm glad that you talked about the kind of concept of, the fact that even though it was a horrible, traumatic thing to happen, that you're finding some positivity in it. And what else did you say that I wanted to comment on? I like that visual of the hot coal. It reminds me of an AA thing where having a resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. I think that's good too. But yeah, it's interesting. Getting to a place of forgiveness is like a positive thing. But then I think a lot of times we don't allow ourselves to kind of go through what we need to get to it, and then feel guilty about not forgiving. God, this is heavy. How about a song? This is by Love for All. And it was my friend Luke Curtis, who I'm really excited to be moving to the same city as, introduced me to this song. We both love Yoko Ono, as you guys mostly know that I love Yoko Ono. This is a cover of her song, Kiss, 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 by Love for All.
We'll be right back. now.
I'm JD.
Witty word, witty word, word, word.
It's Tori, the sexiest man in Australia.
Yes.
Coming to you from mudbomb.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. If you ever want to ride me like a pony, do you just let me know?
Yes, yes,
yes,
yes.
And how is everyone over there in Australia taking the death of Steve Irwin?
Okay.
They're going to kick you out of the country after this, you know. He wore those shorts everywhere. Wonder what those smelled like after a few days out in the wild. Anyway, on to something more interesting. Here's a chick in some porn having some painful anal sex. That's one of the staples of the Mudbomb show, painful anal sex. What a fucking quitter.
Nothing but a quitter.
Yes.
Quitting, quitter, giving up, throwing in the towel, lazy, non-caring quitter.
How's her anus ever going to stretch if she doesn't give it a good try, you know?
Yes.
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 It's the Mudbomb Radio Show.
Coming to you from mudbomb.com.
Yes.
Alrighty then. Thank you for that, guys. Tori, you probably recognize from Idiot Box Radio. And I can't remember the other guy's name. I haven't even listened to that show yet. But if it's Tori's involved, it's going to be good. Yeah. Last thing that I'd like to throw out at you. I put up a couple pictures when I did the Peace Trail thing. And they sucked because I was using my Trio. My Trio's great. And it's really cool that I have that little camera built in. But it doesn't make me want to take pictures. So on that post, when I put up those pictures, I asked if anyone had an old camera that they could send to me that I could take some better pictures of this place so I can show them to you guys, bearing in mind that I make $15 a week. Excuse me. So, Lawrence Simon, my pal back in Houston at isfullofcrap.com, said that he had an old camera. He's going to buy a new one sometime soon, and he could send it to me. But also, he came up with the idea that I honestly have thought of before but didn't want to beg. But he offered to send some cash my way to buy a camera. And he wondered, do you like the way I'm putting this all on him? And he wondered if maybe people might want to give me money for a camera too. So there are going to be some exciting things I really would like to take pictures of. Like the SOA Watch rally is going to be about an hour from here in Columbus. But there are like 200 people that are going to be staying here, including the puppetistas, who are these like, they're going to stay here for a week and build all their puppets here. This rally is massive. Like, I want to say like thousands of people, but I could be exaggerating. I'll look it all up. But the puppetistas are this radical puppet group, and they, I think their main deal is the School of America's protest. So that's cool stuff to take pictures of. And you don't want to see lame camera phone pictures, do you? And I don't have much money. I do have some money in savings, and I'm thinking of spending it on buying a Etoral recorder. So I have something that's more portable and easy to record this stuff. Because that's going to be great for School of America's too. So with that being said, at Lawrence Simon's request, not mine, really, you got some money you can throw my way. There's a PayPal donate button on my site, MikeyPod.com. All you have to do is push donate and like send me some money. It's really easy and it's fun. I think that's really a fun thing to do, is to send me money. And remember, I only make $15 a week while I'm living here until December. And then when I get to New York, I'll be making $0 a week. So you don't want me to be poor, do you? But you do want a really great show, don't you? Yeah. Anyway, thanks. And, you know, of course, this is really, I'm doing it to do it. So I'll do the best I can with what I got. It'd be great with what I got if what I got was even better. So that's enough of that. I do beg every now and then, don't I? That's it. It's about 5:26 right now. Potluck is at 6 o'clock, and I'm making a big pot of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Because I got lazy. Mark, Chef Mark from Remarkable Mark podcast shared a recipe with me, but I was too lazy to write down the ingredients before we did our store trip on Friday. So I'll be making polenta and pumpkin next week sometime. And that is all. Thanks for listening, guys. And I'll do some more Koinonia info next week. I've got a couple of interviews with people here lined up in different ways. I'm not sure exactly which is going to happen when. But look forward to hearing from more community members. And let me know if there's something about this place you'd like to learn. Or, you know, while I'm here, let me know what you want to know. Voicemail 206-339-6682. You can comment on the blog at MikeyPod.com. Or you can email me at mikeypod@gmail.com. And I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Oh, I have one more song to play for you. I got a packet of stuff from this PR company, Sassy, S-A-S-I. And I, from what I can tell, it looks like it's all gay artists. So this one I really liked. His name is Gregory Douglas. And I have this whole like press release thing. This was released. Oh my gosh, it's not even released yet. It's going to be released on November 7th, unless it was released last November 7th. And I got a Josh Zuckerman CD from them, who I think I've heard of before, Naked Highway. And it was kind of cool to get this. Robert German, which is the main person I think they're trying to push. My favorite so far is this guy. And the name of this song is Something That Eludes Me at This Time. Ah, shit. Where's the CD cover? Here it is. This song is called Light Don't Shine. And I'll end the show with this. Thanks for listening.
Always for it.